meaningful.
Thank you for the reading. Girl, can I just tell you, you and I and the information that we can offer people is some shit.
I know, I've been fucking people's minds.
God, I love you. I love you.
Every day.
By the way, I've been recording the last 12 minutes. Hold on, I've been recording the last 12 minutes because I had to record our reading.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so you've been fucking people's minds?
Yeah, every day someone is like, you just blew my mind. Like, at least one person a day will tell me that. Because, I mean, honestly, the information floods out for me to people. I don't have a choice. You know that.
Yeah.
You know, like, you have the same thing. I don't, that's part of why I'm here. I mean, it's just, it has to happen that way.
The gifts are real, sister.
Yeah, and I just need it to, like, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work.
People don't get what channeling spirit, like, what that work looks like. And they don't realize what emotional heaviness actually feels like on people.
Mm-hmm.
That's some ness right there. That's heavy.
Yeah.
And then we can get attached to as well, and that's super heavy.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you have to be protected at all times.
For real.
Yeah. Literally.
Okay, so let me ask you, how do you protect yourself spiritually when you're dealing with your readings and your people and to make sure nobody's stuff attaches to you?
I sage the shit out of myself and my room, my space. And it does make a difference. It really, truly does. I use my sound bowl. I have
you have a sound bowl?
Yeah, a tuning bowl.
Is it like a crystal one, or is it like a brass one, or what kind?
It's a brass bowl.
Is it like the one we got in Berkeley when you were 15?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's not that one. It's a different one.
Okay.
It's in C. It's in the sound C. And I believe that's for solar plexus.
Okay.
So I'll literally burn sage while I'm doing my sound bowl, and I'll hold it on my root chakra. I'll hold it above my solar plexus, my heart chakra, and then I'll just get into it.
Mm, that's good.
Also, when I burn the sage, I use a feather to cleanse my body. So I sweep the smoke.
Very good. You know, I started to use a feather as well, and I find that when you incorporate earth energy, like the feather, with that, with the plant energy, I find the more energies that you can combine, the more powerful.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Very much so. And then I take a shower. There's a good you go in the shower and you just imagine cleansing and clearing your energy in the shower, and that helps too. I mean, anybody can do it. And I do light work, a lot of light work.
I'm glad you brought up the shower.
Yeah.
Because I
think it's accessible to everybody.
Actually, I was going to bring this up in a podcast or even up in a blog about the shower and the water. I watched something. I've got to look up the name of the girl who... actually, she's on one of my playlists on YouTube. But I I watched something, and she was talking about different techniques and different energies that you can combine. And, here, let me see the techniques one. And so one of the things that she was talking about was, going into the shower and putting in, like, you know, any type of herbs. It could be eucalyptus, it could be rosemary. It doesn't really matter if you combine the water with the herbs and the intention, because we're over 70, 75% water already. So, the water outside is looking to get on the inside to penetrate, to heal, and to help us deal with what we got going on. So if we, by intention, combine earth energy with water energy with our internal energy and our intentional energy and our heart and our brain energy, and we sit and focus on that while we're simply in the shower, and we just every day visualize cleansing ourselves, ask the water to completely penetrate what it is that we need penetrated in terms of the water content, the mineral content, healing us. And we can just ask the water to do anything that we need it to do. And while we're taking a shower, we can literally ask it to reprogram our DNA. You know, we can ask it to do whatever we want it to do. But if we do it while we're in the shower and we program that water, because water is programmable, and we do it while we're in the shower, it's a very powerful tool to do every single day, and it's very simple. Anybody and everybody can do it.
I totally agree. It's just the intention. And also, I think we talked about this the other day, the temperature of the water.
Bring that up again. Yeah.
I feel like the different temperatures help with different alignments or just different, it just activates the body differently. From a hot shower to a cold shower, you know, in that instant, it wakes up the system. It shocks the system. And I've been doing that more. So I've been doing almost like a hot bath into a cold bath.
Yeah.
And it's awakened me. It gives me more energy. It helps with headaches. It helps with skin. It helps tighten your skin. And it's good for your hair. It's good for your nails. So I've been practicing that where it's really difficult, obviously. But I do feel like it kind of helps me keep up with the changes that I go through.
Yeah.
It then helps activate and cleanse and clear.
Yeah.
But yeah, I can see the temperature being a factor in different energies.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, I'm sorry, Sissy. I'm sorry. But, maybe you need to go take a shower.
I think I might.
Actually, as we talk about that, right? A hot shower or a cold shower?
At least I have off tomorrow.
Oh, that's good. That's good. You've been going so much with the job change and just the traveling and all that. So, I'm glad you got a couple days off.
Oh, yeah. It's all happening.
Can you believe how quickly things have been manifesting for us the last 3 months, 6 months, and then how much things have changed for us in the last year?
I know, it's crazy.
It's mind-blowing for me. And we've been going through the journey so closely together.
Yeah.
You, me, and Caitlin.
Yeah.
It's been so fun. Not really. Not fun, but fun.
It's been fucked up.
Super fucked up, but super amazing too. Thank God we have it.
It's comical. It's so fucked up. It's comical. Is this a joke?
Super fucked up, comical. That's what we should call it all. No. Super fucked up, comical. Oh my God, the synchronicities in this shit. I mean, this story is the best soap opera ever. It's turning.
Well, that's silly. I want to know what is going to happen. I feel like there's a moment that something's got to happen.
Okay, what part are you looking for?
I mean, the light.
Okay. Oh, you're talking about our transition?
No, like a moment in time. I guess the thing is like everyone expects it to happen that way, but it's like it happens slowly to where like weeks and months will go by and you're like, oh shit, what just happened?
Just like we were just talking about an hour ago, because we've been on phone for like an hour and 20 minutes, that last December, like last Christmas, you didn't even remember we were together, but we woke up in my bed in Monterey together. And the next morning, we went and bathed in the freezing. Remember, we went and took oh my God, we went and renewed ourselves in Mother Earth, Mother Nature.
Yeah, we were reborn.
We went in the water and we baptized ourselves on Jesus' birthday. That's right. We did that and we filmed it.
Do you still have the video?
I was just going to say, I've never released that. Hell yeah, I have it. We need to release that. We need to be we need to be like, okay, so a year later and holy shit, what have we manifested? Wow.
I ended up with nothing, which is everything.
Oh.
I ended up with a clean slate. I was rebirthed.
Oh, I was rebirthed too, baby girl. I was given myself.
I feel I like not having a lot. I like not having anyone to answer to. It's the best. Mm-hmm. I have my freedom. I have my time.
Yeah.
I have my health. And I have you, my twin flame sister.
We are twin flame sisters. That's some ness. I'm down with that.
I literally know for a fact that is true.
Yeah. That's amazing.
It is really amazing.
As we're talking right now, I'm sitting and I have my three candles lit, as I do every night. My Himalayan sea salt, my one that Mom gave me that has a butterfly and it says expect a miracle, and amber, the one that you gave me. So, and all with black sea salt in it. So I've got those all lit as we speak.
Good.
You help me manifest, and even Mom in her own space helps me manifest. We're manifesting together.
Yes.
Our energies are still linked and united and powerful.
Yeah. Very true.
The universe is amazing if you let it be.
It is. I actually have seen it before.
We are the oneness that we... Thanks for listening to me on this Perspectives podcast with your girl Drea Love. I love that you're hanging out with me. If this brought you any healing or helped you in any way at all, I would just ask that you please share. Just send this to one person that you know this would help get through something. And of course, rate, review, and subscribe.